1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Federal law enforcement officials believe they have identified the person of interest in the killing of Charlie Kirk. CBS's Anna Schechter.
I will caution everybody. They still say they do not have a suspect in custody. And I've been covering these kinds of manhunts for a long time. Sometimes they get a name and it turns out to be not the right person. But at least this shows that they are making headway.
Earlier, authorities released photos of the person, a young man in dark clothing wearing sunglasses. And the FBI offered a reward to help identify him. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
200 tips from the public. The FBI underscoring also that they have that $100,000 reward for anyone who may recognize those surveillance images of the person that they believe committed his assassination.
No arrest warrant has been issued at this point. Federal marshals have been assisting in the search, and FBI Director Kash Patel is heading to Utah. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride took place on Wednesday night with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker. This fun community event started about 4 years ago when Hannah Wendell Scott was just getting started with Wood County Health.
I was actually an intern, and we wanted to try to get some usage on the bikes and bring people together around something fun and gets you outside and active. And we thought it'd be really fun to partner with Sheriff Becker and kind of bring him into the fold, and it lets people get to see everyone in a different light.
Sheriff Becker said he was all for the idea.
Like, hey, what a great way to get out in the community and enjoy one of our parks, too. I think that's one of the things people don't get the opportunity to see are all of our parks that we have in the county. And this is one of the, in my opinion, one of the best ones because you got a bike trail that goes all the way around it. You have a campground, a couple beaches, just a great way to experience the park and, you know, out with the community.
The cost for a River Rider's bike is $1 per mile, and they'll be available at least through October, maybe even longer if the weather is nice. It also doesn't matter which location you get the bike from, you can return it to any of the three locations throughout Wisconsin Rapids.
We have the one here at Lake Wazicha at White Sands Beach. We have one on the West Grand Avenue Bridge, right where the farmers market is located in Rapids. And then we also have one at McMillan Memorial Library.
Sheriff Sean Becker said other law enforcement officers join this fun community event when they can, but Wisconsin Rapids Police Chief Daniel Hostins couldn't make it this year.
We've had a few join with us. Previous Police Chief Mel Peterson would always come, and this year the current chief couldn't for whatever reason, and I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asked if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the low 50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, low 80s. Slight storm chance Friday night, 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night and Monday. It's 67 right now.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate and will review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Folks, consider this across the state. Consider this a Packer pregame. Because I know everybody wants to watch the Packers. Not everybody, actually, but some people. So we hope you join us for a little while. In the meantime, we have a great show tonight. When I say we, I don't mean Conrad and me. I mean the wonderfully talented Amanda Nimmer, who is filling in for Conrad tonight. Hi, Amanda.
Huzzah.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Did you recognize me when I came in?
I did.
Without the mustache and the sideburns?
I didn't even notice the sideburns.
Well, I was joking, obviously. These aren't great sideburns. These are just like incidental sideburns,
as
I think.
As long as you don't go too far with your sideburn journey.
What's too far?
Too far is when you let them keep growing and then they become mutton chops.
Conrad said recently he was going to grow mutton chops, and I didn't believe him. I don't think he can.
He should.
Yeah.
I think he could do it.
He could pull the look off, but he said he doesn't get like facial hair in that area.
Mm.
And sometimes guys get, different, I don't know.
Well, November is almost here. So no shave November.
Is that no beard November or something like that?
It's no shave November.
No shave November.
Mm-hmm.
Can I not shave my armpits or my legs? Is that what you're telling me?
Why are you doing that now?
Well, the winter's coming up and I like to tan. I've never been to a tanning bed. I don't tan at all. You tan?
No. I've seen Final Destination. No.
What happened in Final Destination?
Oh,
did
my
I miss
God.
This?
I think it's the first one or the second one where they lock the girls in the tanning bed.
Oh, and then they like melt or
something. Yeah, no. No, 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 no.
What do? They just get a really ridiculously evenly balanced tan and look like dynamite?
Sure, that's the alternative ending.
Are you a horror fan? You kind of are.
Kind of. I'm a horror fan, but I'm not a gore fan. Like, okay. Just, slasher flicks, not
that
really.
Makes sense.
I care about a story when it comes to movies or TV.
Listen, I get it. I'm totally with you. I can watch a horror film if there is a good story with it, and it's not just gore for gore's sake. So I'm totally with you there. It is great to have you here tonight. Thank you for filling in. I know you have kind of a drive to get here, as do I. And it's great to have you filling in for Con. Conrad is taking some R&R. He is not overstressed at work. He is not, he didn't like need a breather.
He's at the Packer game.
He's at the Packer game. So you can guess this is purely fun on Conrad's point. And good for him. Well deserved. And are you a Packer fan?
No. I mean,
no? Or indifferent?
I'm completely indifferent.
Okay.
I'm not like, I'll go to the games and have a great time. But I don't care outside of that.
you don't care outside. Like, you don't follow them.
I don't follow them. If they're doing well, cool. I'm glad, because that means everyone else is very happy. But the second they lose and you go back to work on a Monday, it's like the worst.
Yeah, it is.
No one's happy, and I can't handle that.
My wife is like that. She could not care less about sports. But she shows up on Friday. Everybody's got the jerseys on, and it's all they're talking about. And these are school teachers. And then she shows up Monday, and she's like Sunday night, she's already predicting tomorrow's going to be brutal.
Oh, boy.
Or everybody be in a good mood. So anyway, how have you been? What have I missed about your life? Well, you haven't filled in for Con in quite a while.
No, I haven't. I don't even know the last time I was here, quite honestly. I mean, I was out for medical leave for a while. So, you know, doing well from that. Other than that, I mean, we missed you at Sputnik Fest.
Listen, I was not invited to Sputnik Fest this year. Sputnik Fest, for those of you who don't know or didn't hear my interview with Greg Vadney recently, who is the director of the RAR West Museum in Manitowoc, they put on Sputnik Fest every year. And it happened last weekend, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you invited me and Greg invited me to judge the costume contest, which was a blast. The whole thing is a blast. It's just a fun, nutty time. But I will say, your son is kind of like the Michael Jordan of Sputnik Fest kid costume contest.
And he's only 6 years old.
He's got a lot. He's got a lot of contests ahead of him. He took what? Second place in the...
I'm sorry, I'm biased, but I think it should have been first. But yes, he took second place. He went this year as a rover.
What is that? Oh, like a lunar rover or something?
As
did you find a costume like that, or did you make it?
We made it. So my son, he makes all these ideas, and he asks us to make it happen, and we make it happen.
That's so cool.
So he literally rolled into the contest, perhaps crashed into the stage twice. You know, we're just going to...
Irresponsible driving?
Just a little bit. Maybe that's why he got second.
Right.
But no, he had his car was all decked out in cardboard and paint and this heated blanket wrapping foil things. And he had a little box on his head that he could see out of with little fake cameras on it. And we gave him a little grabber so he could pick up rocks.
So what does that do for him when he takes second?
Mm-hmm.
Does he feel really special? Does he get home that night
and
keep the costume on for a while and just live in the imaginary world a little bit, or what?
He loved it. He got great reception from everybody else. And then they gave him a $50 gift card for second place. So we went straight to the store and he picked out everything he wanted.
That's a week's worth of gas for the lunar rover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm very excited for you guys. That's fun. And it's fun as a mom to see that kind of stuff. You know, you just get to live vicariously.
And the kid has no stage fright right now, so.
Well, do you?
No, not so much.
Yeah, you're kind of a speak your mind type.
You gotta be sometimes.
I agree.
And then there are times where you're like, this is when we need to be quiet. It's just not worth it.
I totally agree. Well, it's great to have you here. Amanda Nimmer, folks. Give her a shout out, send us a text, call in, say hello. She does a great job, and I always have fun working with her when Conrad cannot be here. So we will get you through this Packer pre-game show known as Nightlight.
Mm-hmm.
You think we could start something there? Or?
I don't think so.
No, I really don't care. I want people who want to talk about movies and TV. I love sports, but it's whoever is here, it's going to be a blast. We are, the phone lines are open, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Always fun when you guys chime in on whatever we're talking about. And we have a really fun show tonight. Joining me, it is Thursday, so that means we're making the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. My pal, comedian, actor, and now immensely successful artist, Steve Seagrin will be here. I sighed because it drives me crazy. I have all these friends who left comedy. And I have three friends who left comedy and now are successful artists. And on paper, I shouldn't like them for that because that's just too much talent.
Is it?
It is. I couldn't sell a painting, but Steve's great. He does great work. And we'll talk to Steve. He is going to make Steve Seagrin. He is going to make the popcorn pick of the week. He's going to give us a movie recommendation that you all can check out this weekend.
Here's the thing. If you could be an artist that could sell things, what do you think your medium would be?
I'll tell you what. I like in when it comes to art, and I don't know a ton about art. I took a couple art history classes in college, but I like moments that are captured. So maybe that would lend itself to photography, but I love paintings too, where there's an expression or something or a moment. And it doesn't have to necessarily be people. And Steve's art kind of does this. He captures like a seaside scape, you know, or the corner of a fence with someone in their pool. Like I like anything that like lets me go and live in that space for a little bit.
You know, there are people who get hired for weddings and they live paint a moment throughout the entirety of it.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I have, I guess he's my aunt's significant other, Elliot Fromm, who does that. He paints with both hands.
Oh, wow.
And he was a Chicago guy, so he would show up at all these sporting events and paint Bulls logos or Bears logos. They moved to Asheville, and now I guess he's painting North Carolina stuff. I don't know, but he's immensely talented. And Steve and I have a mutual friend, Leo Benvenuti, who is also doing very well in the world of art. So anyway, we will talk to Steve about all of this at 6:35. I'll ask Steve what he's watching. Might ask him for a heckler story or a road story, maybe. And Steve also made a list. I think it's a working list where he talks about songs he never has to hear again. And I think that is a perfect segue to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, this is sort of along what I just said, along Steve's list of making questions or making a list of songs that you never need to hear again. And this is something that happened to me recently. I heard a song in the grocery store, like I always do in Marinette, Wisconsin, and it just bums me out. They're like 1980s B-sides. Like, at least play the hit. Tonight's question, what's the most depressing song you can hear in a grocery store? What is the most depressing song you can hear in a grocery store? I have two, and I would love to hear what you have to say, Amanda, but I have two. One is, this is one of the most depressing songs I've ever heard, Set the Night to Music by Roberta Flack. It's such an odd, I don't know what it is, but the song makes me not want to live, but it just, I just kind of like, I hear that song and I'm like, I think I'm just going to turn in for the night because the rest of the night is Set the Night to Music. It's the most, it gets in your head. It's one of those songs you can't let go of. It's not like it's even a horrible song. I love Killing Me Softly. It's nothing against Roberta Flack. I hate that song. The other one I hear, and you can laugh, Amanda. You're like covering up. You're like, you don't want to laugh.
It's That's habit. It's habit.
I know you do. All right. So the other one is something like Thriller. When I hear a song that people used to go crazy for at high school dances I went to, and was so full of youthful energy, and you'd flip out when you heard it on the radio or at a dance or whatever, and now you're just a schlub walking down the aisles buying soup or something in the grocery store.
And why is soup sad?
It's the alliteration. It's sad soup. I don't know what it is. I just don't. It really depresses me because it was such a iconic thing back in the day when I was younger. And now it's like, I don't know. I find it very depressing. But Marinette in particular, and if there are Marinette people listening, would love to know what you think. I don't know where they find these songs, but I hear these songs on the radio. I'm like, oh, I kind of remember that. Yeah. That I never needed to hear it again. I don't know where they're unearthing these tunes to set a sidetrack or a soundtrack for my shopping. But that is tonight's question, folks. What's the most depressing song you can hear in a grocery store? I know that's kind of specific, but have fun with it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, and you can also drop us a stream text if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or is it X? What do you call it? X or you call it Twitter?
I refuse to call it the other one. It's always Twitter.
X is lame. Twitter was great because you could say, I'm going to tweet.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. What do you, I'm going to X.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, whatever you call it, it's great to have you watching the show. Let us know what you think, your most depressing song that you can possibly hear in a grocery store, and I will read it on the radio. Our second guest of the night, folks, this is fun. Al has been on the show a few times. Al Petrelli, the guitarist and musical director for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're gearing up for another tour. We're going to tell you where you can get tickets. We'll talk to Al a little bit about his music. He's a really fun interview. Steve Segrin, Al Petrelli, a great question. What more could you need? You don't need the Packers, folks. Stay with me. It's Pete Schwab and Nightline. I'm coming right back to read your text and tell you that you can no longer kiss someone's grits. We're coming right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Though.
That's mine.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. That is a song that Amanda never needs to hear again, or a song that she does not need to hear in a grocery store.
It makes you think of sad animals.
Yeah, I know.
Do you not remember her with all those sad, like, if we're just 5 cents a day, you could save this starving dog.
Was that what that's from?
I'm pretty sure.
Sally Struthers?
No, Sarah McLachlan did like a whole
bunch
of them.
Oh, that was Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Of course. That's a good one, and that's sad. That's going to make you even sadder. So that is our question tonight, folks. Name a depressing song, something you don't want to hear when you're in the grocery store. And this happened to me recently. I posted it on Facebook, and I got a lot of people. I named the song, and people, Corey Hartman wrote out the lyrics. He knew exactly the song. He read my mind. It was a Steve Winwood song. And I'm not anti-Steve Winwood, but anyway. Hey, folks, if you missed Idea Fest last night here at Civic Media, sponsored by the Cap Times, in conjunction, am I saying that right, with Civic Media? You can catch it tomorrow night. Last night, Tony Evers was on the show. And tomorrow night, right here, we will not be on live on the radio. We are putting a best of Green. We will be on live, actually, in Green Bay. We have a best of show with our new Green Bay personalities, Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. So we will be on in the Green Bay market. Some sort of a pre-recorded show, if you will, and Idea Fest will be on the rest of the network. The Cap Times does a great job, and Tim Walz will be on tomorrow to talk about the state of politics in the Upper Midwest. Fun show. We'll be here, though, too. If you need some nightlight, we'll be splitting time like we did last night as well. So Flo is gone. Do you remember Flo, Amanda?
From Progressive?
No. Oh, man. No. She's still very much with us. Flo was a character on Alice, which was a show in the 70s. And Flo was a saucy, sassy waitress who would tell customers, she'd say, "Kiss my grits." And it became like a big, I think there were like t-shirts and everything. She passed away at the age of 88 a couple days ago. She was the last surviving member of Alice. And I didn't watch the show a lot, but that's how popular this phrase was. Even though I wasn't a huge Alice fan, I knew about Flo and I knew about the phrase. So she will be, should I say she'll be missed? I forgot she was alive, so I don't know if she'll be missed, but she had a great career.
She's missed by someone.
She's missed by someone. And if you're watching on the stream, there's Kiss My Grits right now.
Grits will never Polly be Holiday. The same.
Yeah, absolutely not. Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights. Happy Thursday. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday, Daniel. I love that name. Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights. That's his handle. Mike Desitel says, "Ralphie, how's Rocktoberfest looking for you this year?" He is talking to our first guest, Steve Segrin, who is not with us yet, but he'll be here shortly. I should say that Steve and I have known each other a long time. We did stand up together. He was one of my idols when I started, and I was never able to quite emulate Steve, but I did work with him in a movie that I've talked about from time to time on the show, The Godfather of Green Bay. Steve was very, very funny, and he's an accomplished actor, aside from The Godfather of Green Bay. Mike also says, "I don't want to hear Sentimental Journey by Doris Day in a grocery store or anywhere, but I do like Doris." I like that song. Anything, I can take the crooners anywhere. Give me Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Doris Day. Give me some Patsy Cline. But I respect that. That's a good text, Mike. Thank you, sir, for weighing in. Hey, we've got a giveaway we can do tonight, too. This is a really cool thing. Ben Giles, our pal from Oshkosh, has put together the funniest comedian, Oshkosh's funniest comedian contest. And Josh Blue will be headlining the show. It takes place September 13th. That's this Saturday at 7 p.m. I'll be hosting something over here at the Tarleton, so I can't be there. But Ben, this is a great contest. It's been going on for months. The headliner on Saturday will be Josh Blue. It starts at 7 p.m. We are giving two tickets away. If you text us, what should we make the keyword? Funny? Comedian?
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Text in the word Oshkosh, and we've got two tickets for a really enjoyable night this Saturday night at the Oshkosh Arena. That sounds so intimidating for stand-up comedy, the Oshkosh Arena. But I think they block part of it off. But Ben is a great guest. He's been on the show before. Text us, and we have two tickets for you to see the finale. Months in the making, folks. Our question of the night, as I mentioned, is what's the most depressing song you can hear in a grocery store? And we're getting some texts rolling in. Mike already said Doris Day. What is the name of the song you picked?
Angel by Sarah McLachlan, I think.
Angel, okay. I said Set the Night to Music and Thriller. Two very different songs. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says the Banana Boat song. Deo, he say Deo, although Beetlejuice made it fun. That would actually put some pepper in my step if I heard that song in a grocery store, I think.
It's one of those that kind of just forces your body to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tyler's got his opinions. Thank you, Tyler. Paula, Conrad's mom, loved that she's checking in, even on a night when her son is probably behaving irresponsibly. Paula, let's be honest. I'm kidding. Conrad is probably tailgating right now and having a blast over at Lambeau Field. Paula says, "I agree with Amanda. Every time that commercial about animals comes on, I mute it or change the channel." Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. That is a very depressing commercial. In fact, you almost want to give them money just to never put the commercial on again.
Just 5 cents a day.
Why are you muting the mic when you laugh? Conrad laughs. That's why people love Conrad. If you ever want to be like Conrad, and who doesn't? I'm just kidding. Amanda Nimmer filling in for Conrad tonight, working the board. Give her a shout out, folks. Barb from Waukesha. I think we have our winner for the two free tickets to Oshkosh's Funniest Comedian. Barb texted in Oshkosh. Barb, we will get your, we need Barb's email.
Her email and phone number.
Email and phone number, please, Barb, and we will get those tickets to you. Anna says, I wouldn't want to hear Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. I never want to hear that song again, Anna. That's a great choice. Steve Segrin is coming up next to make the popcorn pick of the week. It's a Thursday night edition of Nightlight, and it's great to have you here, folks. Amanda Nimmer's here. What could be better? Coming right back. Baby.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has officially announced his candidacy for governor in the 2026 election. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in the Democratic primary field weeks after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not be seeking a third term. In Crowley's announcement, he said his background and experience in office make him uniquely prepared for the job. If victorious in the first gubernatorial race without an incumbent since 2010, Crowley would be the state's first black governor, while Rodriguez would be the first woman elected. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. Joanne Krulotz reports.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of the pocket this year. Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines.
A newly proposed bill could expand Wisconsin's move-over law to include non-emergency vehicles. The new legislation would also require drivers to move over for any vehicle with flashing or hazard lights on the shoulder. Wisconsin would be the 20th state in the country to pursue the expansion of the move-over law. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the low 50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, low 80s. Slight storm chance Friday night. 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night and Monday. It's 69 degrees right now.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday brings our Week in Review panel to, you know, review the week, as well as a review of the Packers' performance on a short week against Washington.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Air on air. On air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. And ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting. One of my favorite times of the week. It is time for the popcorn pick of the week.
It's time for the It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
That's on me. I should have gone over that with you. Amanda drove all the way to be here just so we could stay on the air tonight.
Before anyone's like, Amanda can't run the board. No, I can't. They changed everything.
It's a new board.
It's a different board from the last time I was here.
It's not even spelled right. It's spelled B-O-R-E-D now. That's how different it is. And she's trying to adjust. Folks, this is exciting. It is the popcorn pick of the week. And I am excited to welcome back one of my friends. He's one of the funniest people I've ever known or worked with. He was a great comedian, is a fine actor, and now has added painting to his resume. The multi-talented Mr. Steve Seagren is here to make the popcorn pick. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. It's good to see you. Thanks for doing this, Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, what else do I got to do? I got nothing to do.
That's the spirit. That's the attitude I love for my guests. I had nothing better to do. Steve, we got a few things to talk about, but let's jump right in and do this popcorn thing. Let's talk some movies.
Okay.
How do you, we've talked movies over the years, and I love talking movies with you because on car rides or whatever it was to stand-up gigs, I remember we had a laugh once over the movie True Believer, and the store was called Arts, oh, yeah. Arts Supplies, and they were looking for art supply.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For whatever reason, that floored you, and you kept talking about it, and you won me over, and I couldn't stop laughing. But we share a love of a lot of the same films. But how do you typically watch movies, Steve? Are you a theater guy? Do you like to watch them at home?
Usually I watch them at home, but lately I've been going back to the theater.
Nice.
Because it's so hot out here in L.A. that you got to get some air conditioning, you know, so.
Right, absolutely.
A cool, dark place. Yeah.
That's right. So, but air conditioning aside, better climate aside, do you prefer to watch them at home because you're alone, or are you adverse to watching it with a crowd?
No, it's just, if a movie I want to see is on TV, I'll watch it on TV. Okay. If there's a movie I really want to see right away, I'll go to the theater and see it. In some movies, you want to see it on a big screen, but... you know, my rule of thumb now is I will not watch anything in the Marvel universe.
Oh God, I'm
I won't
so
watch
with
any
you.
DC film, no comic book movies or superhero movies anymore. But or sequels or remakes, like Freakier Friday. How many have they done? Like 20.
I know.
It's like I want to see a movie that's got an original idea.
Yes,
you know, something original and. You know, basically the superhero stuff is the same movie over and over again. It's just the costume changes. That's it. You know,
it's like, it's like with wisecracks and they think they're so funny and
yeah.
I'm with you, but everything you just said, I don't watch superhero movies, sequels, remakes. That's like you had two movies this year were your options.
But exactly. That's why I don't go to the theater that much anymore. I've been watching older films, but, I've seen two movies in the theater in the last couple of weeks. So
I do want to say too, you are every filmmaker's dream. Like, I'll go to the movies if the air conditioning's working. I just,
yeah.
What do you have?
Well, like, what's fun? Huh?
No. Go ahead. No, please go.
I was gonna say, like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I had to see that in a theater. I had to see that on a big screen. So I went to see that one. And then I saw Anora on the big screen. Yeah. I wanted to see that right away. And then I went to see Weapons, baby. That movie is awesome.
Big fan. Okay.
That's my popcorn pick of the week. If you haven't seen Weapons, go to the theater and see it.
Oh, I.
But
we kind of usually like to build up to that a little bit, but that's okay.
I'll come up with another pick.
No, I never really sent you a format for how we do, but that's totally fine. And that is a great pick, Steve. Did you see Barbarian, which was Zach Cregger's first? Yeah.
Yes, I did. I liked that. I didn't like the ending too much, but all the way through up to the ending, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Weapons was so creepy. It was so good. Do you have a favorite type or genre of film you typically like to see, Steve?
Nah, I like sci-fi. But not exclusively, you know. In fact, I made a list of movies that I liked before I came on.
Oh, sweet.
And they're all over the place. They're all over the place. It's like just like horror. There's some sci-fi. There's an action, couple action things, you know.
Nice.
And some indie films that I like a lot. Like I saw East of Wall, which I really liked, but it might be kind of an acquired taste. It's about horse trainers in North Dakota.
Oh wow!
And
okay.
The actors are the actual people, you know. It's got a kind of raw feel to it, but it's beautifully shot. And if you like horses, you definitely got to see the movie. But some people won't like it, but I did. I liked it a lot, especially the non-actors acting. It's really good, very well done.
You know, it's funny you say that because a movie I saw, I was kind of late to the party on the director for Anora. I can't think of his name right now. Sean? No, who is that?
Sean Baker,
yeah. And I saw The Florida Project probably a year ago. And
awesome movie. Loved it.
Steve, one of my top 10, the ending of that movie just broke me. It was not what I was expecting. And it was just, but I love that he used real people. And he got these kids to act like these children that don't even look like they're acting. It was a masterpiece.
It's great. Yeah, and they were acting like kids.
And
the only thing is, you know, William Dafoe is kind of, you know, when he shows up, it's kind of takes you out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you get used to him in there. But still, what a great movie. The ending, like you said, it was just perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I know it's kind of interesting because you can't film in Disney World. They won't let you if you're going to shoot a movie, right? So when the girls... hopefully I'm giving away the ending, but who cares?
That's okay.
When the girls run off into Disney World, if you notice how that's shot, it looks like I think they're shooting it on a phone and just following them as they run through it, you know? So it's really cool. And it looks really cool. And the ending, when you think about it, it's like, how else would that end? There's no other way it could have ended, really, you know? It's beautiful.
It is. And I kept thinking there's going to be, because the mom was such a mess, I thought, this is going to end tragically and it's going to be predictable. And it wasn't. It was like he took it in a whole different direction. I just absolutely love that. And it's funny what you say about Willem Dafoe, who I really like, and I loved him in that role. But you're right. If he wasn't in the film, it might have been even better, even though he was really good. And I'm a fan, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And the neat thing is that it's kind of shot through the kids' eyes. I mean, everything... nothing seems to happen outside of that behind us. You know what am I trying to say? You know, everything happens while the kids are there. They see everything that's happening. It's not like something is happening that they don't see. That's there. It's their world, you know, and they got, you know, I mean, that's why the ending works so well, I think, you know,
so
they live right next to Disney World and they can never go.
Right.
You know, and finally they're like, screw it. Let's go.
We're going to Disney. We're going to make our life fun for a few minutes.
For a few minutes.
So great.
It's great. And then the shot of them running off to the Magic Kingdom is beautiful.
Loved it.
I want to see it again now.
Totally with you. We've got a texter. Joseph says, South Dakota native here. East of Wall is set near Wall of Wall Drug Fame, South Dakota. I remember going there as a kid, and that's where all the bumper stickers, I've been to Wall Drug. And Joseph says, also agreed, it's a great movie. Okay, thank you, Joseph.
Oh, it's terrific. Terrific movie. Yeah.
You mentioned...
It's beautiful. I like movies that, you know, take me someplace where I've never been or in a world that I don't know anything about. And I don't know anything about training horses or anything like that. And that's why the movie seems so interesting to me.
Totally agree. You know? And especially one, I think you and I both have talked about films like Manhunter or To Live and Die in L.A., I didn't know that was the first movie I've ever seen William Peterson in, or John Pankow, the other great Chicago stage actor. And I just felt like those are the movies I can lose myself in, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, William Peterson was also in Thief. He had a small part in Thief.
Yeah, he threw him out of the...
He was in a bar.
Hey, pal.
Yeah, and so is... what's his name from NYPD Blue? Dennis France.
He's Dennis France, that's right. Our mutual friend Mike Schmidt said, William Peterson says the word pal better than anybody in cinema history.
Yeah,
and it's such a Mike observation. I love that so much. My guest is Steve Segrin. He is a comedian, actor, and artist. We have some of Steve's paintings we'll put up here in the stream shortly. We're doing the popcorn pick of the week with Steve. And before I ask you about snacks, Steve, I got to ask you, you said Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was a movie you wanted to see in the theater.
Yeah.
To me, when I saw that, I knew nothing about it. And I left the theater going, I think I really like that. I dragged my son Joe the next day. We went to see it. And it's my favorite Tarantino movie. I just think it's so great.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Mine too. It's the best thing he did since Pulp Fiction, I think. But other people would argue that. But
sure.
When I went to see it, and it ended, I could have watched another hour of it.
Me too.
You know, they could like keep going. And the ending was so weird too, Pete, because it put me in this weird emotional place. Like, you know, they stopped Charles Manson.
You know?
That's great. You know, Sharon Tate is still alive. That's wonderful. But then it's sadness too, because it's not true.
Right.
You know, but you want it to be, you know?
Yeah. Thus the title. Yeah. It's a fairy tale.
It's a fairy tale. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was.
And I like that he did that. Like, he's like, screw the facts.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it what I want to do, what I would like to have seen happen. I like that. It takes some courage. And I thought that was pretty cool. He did it. He kind of did that in the Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit, you
know? Yeah. I'm with you, though. I could have kept watching. I could have, what do Leonardo DiCaprio and Sharon Tate do now? I need to see that, you know, when they went to the the ranch too to see Bruce Dern. I was so mad at myself. I'm like, because I had heard of that place and I was in LA for 14 years. I'm like, how did I never go check this out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was that great of a scene. It was so cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Western. Basically, it was a Western.
Yeah,
they're in an old Western thing, and he's walking down this main street, almost like a showdown. It's really good.
It was really good.
They kept cutting back to Leonardo DiCaprio filming a Western. It was terrific.
Right. Which, those scenes I love too. He was great too. Okay. So Steve, what is your favorite movie snack, whether you're in the theater or at home?
I like popcorn.
Popcorn.
I'm boring.
Okay. No, that's good. Most people say
some chocolate.
Can you still?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask if you like Goobers. They're hard to find still, but I had them a few weeks ago in a movie, and I loved it despite the horrible name.
I was never a Goober fan, really.
Okay.
But I wouldn't turn down a Goober.
If it's a free Goober, is it still? I mean, if it's free, it's me.
If you come at me with a Goober, I won't say no.
I can pretty much assure you right now, I will never come at you with a Goober, Steve, just out of respect for our friendship and, you know.
All right.
I'd buy you some snow caps though, or something.
snow caps? I like those.
Yeah, snow caps are great. Like you said, anything chocolate I go for. But So, what about at? You've been known to knock back a few scotches. You used to go by. You had a moniker called Cop Scotch. One of the funniest things in stand up I've ever seen. All right, we're gonna do a quick break. Then we'll come back and we'll get Steve's other popcorn pick of the week, and we'll refresh you on what his first one was because it was so great. And I'm going to tell you about Cop Scotch and ask Steve what is his beverage of choice now when he watches a movie. Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. It's the popcorn pick of the week coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Popcorn Pick Thursday night. Coming up at 7:35, our pal Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be here to talk about some upcoming shows here in Wisconsin. Al's always fun to talk to. He fits right. He's from Jersey, Amanda. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Yeah, but he's kind of Jersey. Yeah. But right now we are talking to my pal Steve Segrin, who joins us over the stream from beautiful. Are you in Venice, Steve, or Santa Monica?
In Marina Del Rey now.
Oh, Marina Del Rey. Okay.
You got just south of Venice.
Got the rent control out there?
Yeah, I guess. Still high.
No kidding. It's great to have you here, Steve. We talked about Steve's popcorn pick. He gave us a teaser earlier. We're gonna delve into that again and find out. He said he had another one he could provide us with too. So two for the price of one tonight. I was asking Steve before the break. You used to do this character called Copscotch. It was one of the most quotable things in comedy for people in our group. Do you still drink scotch?
No, I don't drink anymore, really. I kind of outgrew
what?
It. Lost my taste for it.
Oh, wow.
I'll have a drink once in a while. Like I'm going out to dinner with a bunch of guys in a couple of weeks, and I'll probably have some wine. Maybe I'll have a scotch, but I just, I don't drink that much
anymore. Are you doing that steak thing again? You guys go to that steakhouse in Koreatown?
Yeah.
God, yeah, I see those pictures and I just get a pain in my stomach. I mean, I was never invited, but I would have loved to have attended.
If you were here, you'd definitely be invited. So I'll
tell you, I haven't had a drink in almost 3 years either, and it's not like a court order or anything. I just decided to take a break and see what happens, and I love it. I don't know. Do you feel great?
Yeah, I actually feel a lot better. I wake up in the morning feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And, the thing is, I think about things I did when I was drinking. I'm like, oh, my God, what was I thinking? Oh, I can't believe I did that.
Thank God there wasn't social media back then.
Yeah. But it's not like there was ever a problem. What I mean? I wasn't getting DUIs or, I can't say I was an alcoholic and I had to go to AA or anything like that. And I'm lucky because, it was easy for me to quit. It was during COVID, actually. It's just, I wasn't going out and I just kind of stopped doing it. I didn't like it anymore. So I just stopped.
I got really into whiskey my last few years in LA and I was making money and I was buying great stuff. And then I moved back here and I had to trim something from the budget. And I'm like, all right, well, Kessler's isn't so bad, but it kind of like with me, it was the same thing. Like I loved having a cocktail at night, but I was just like, all right, it does get to be expensive though, too, if you drink the good stuff.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah. And also, since I'm not doing stand up anymore, I got to pay for drinks. Did I ever tell you the story about the when I worked at the I think it was the Funny Bone in Green Bay?
No,
I was just filling in for one night.
Okay,
somebody canceled and I went up to fill in. I'd never worked there before, and so they usually give me three drinks, four drinks free.
Yeah,
and so I asked for a scotch, and the guy said, "What do you want?" And I went, "Just whatever the well is." And he goes, "We got Johnny Walker Black," which was a high class scotch at the time. And I'm like, well, that's okay. Sure, I'll have one. I was drinking Johnny Walker Black. I had like three or four of them. The next day, I'm gone. And they instituted the Steve Segrin rule. No top shelf scotch for any comic.
Oh, that is so lame.
Yeah, I was just there for one night.
I don't blame you for that either. That's Bush League, what that guy did to you.
But you got something named after you.
Yeah, that's true. You got it became
that's
a
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
Silver linings.
Yeah. Where are you working? The Green Bay Funny Bone. Thanks for nothing, Segrin.
But I think it was also partially due to the fact that Lewis Black was there the week before. And he was a big Scotch guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
So us two, between the two of us, we probably drank a lot of it.
But they didn't have the guts to go after Lewis Black.
No.
Named Steve Seeger.
They could have named it after him, but they named it after me.
But you're immortal now, so that's pretty cool.
I got a funny story out of it. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I think it's time we get Steve's actual... Do you have a drum roll ready, Amanda? It's not necessary if Conrad did not leave it.
Oh,
you got it. All right, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Seeger is here. He is about to make the popcorn pick of the week. Amanda, if you please. Steve Segrin, what is your popcorn pick of the week?
Okay, this is a movie that came out, I think, 2 years ago, maybe, and it's streaming. It's on Hulu. It's called Presence. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh.
It's
a ghost story. And the cool twist in this one is the ghost is the camera. It's all shot through the ghost's point of view. It's pretty cool.
Wow, I love stuff like that when a director does something.
The funny thing is, I almost wish I didn't say that because it took me about 20 minutes to figure it out. I'm like, oh, I'm the ghost. But it's really good. It's Soderbergh, you know.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's a cool little movie called Presence. Hey, you got the little thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Amanda's got the poster up there, wasting no time. If you're watching on the stream, you can see the poster. That's creepy for some reason, and I don't know why.
It's streaming on Hulu. So it's good. Good popcorn movie.
That's a great popcorn movie. Thank you, Stephen. What is the one you said before too? You said that was
Weapons?
Weapons. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking about that movie a lot, folks. If you haven't seen Weapons, Steve, that is his co-pick of the week. I thought it was great too. I actually did like Barbarian a little bit better, Steve, I will say. But
did you really?
I love it. When all of a sudden Justin Long, they go to L.A. and I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, I thought they made like an editing error or something. But
yeah.
No, and then he shows up and I thought that was really cool.
The ending of Weapons just knocked me out. It was great. I went to see it again. I saw it twice. But the less you know about the movie,
yes,
the better it is.
Agreed. All right, Steve, yeah. can you stick around for a few minutes after the news?
What? Yes.
All right. I'm going to show you some of Steve's artwork when we come back, and we're going to talk about movies and a TV show that we both enjoyed. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming back for Act 2 after this. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're having fun on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. CBS News has learned that the law enforcement believes it has the name of the man who shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk, but it has not yet been released. The shooting took place at Utah Valley University in Orem, where CBS's Andres Gutierrez says...
There is indeed a massive dragnet out here in the state of Utah searching for this gunman. Yesterday, the governor, Spencer Cox, called this a political assassination, and today, state and federal law enforcement made it clear that this was a targeted attack.
CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI's Salt Lake City field office put out a statement and photos of a suspect that they believe is behind the shooting of Charlie Kirk and is asking the public for their assistance in finding him.
A $100,000 reward is being offered by the FBI, which says a possible murder weapon has been found and they have video of the suspect running from the campus after the shooting. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.